who is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926, Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi Slagle Points right next to me.
Hello.
Hello. And thank you all so much for watching. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and what do? Well, we bring you guys all the information that you need to know about your mortgage, whether you should refinance, purchase, how to purchase, where to get started. That is what we do here. We are trying to bring you education and advice to get everybody into a home, or at least get their home into a more affordable manner. So with that said, if you guys would like to ask us questions, please feel free to put those into the feed. Matt is behind the computer screens, and he will read those out to us, and we will answer them for you live. You guys are more than welcome to give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. And if you guys like watching the show, please feel free to like our channel. You guys can watch us right here on YouTube. Make sure that you guys do subscribe and you turn on your notifications, or follow us on Facebook. If you guys are gamers, check us out on Twitch. We're doing it there too. So Mortgage Mom Radio, everywhere that you want to watch us, you can find us. So it is catching up with mom time.
Yes, it is.
So how have you been doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, busy, you know, still looking for a house, trying to get everything settled, having all kinds of internet issues.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You were not kidding when you said that there is very little inventory. I literally got on there thinking, okay, I'm going to see what I can find for her. And nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No, nothing. I mean, it's so limited. And, you know, in California, you want to find 3 or 4 bedrooms, no problem. 3 bathrooms, no problem. You want a pool? They got it.
Okay.
And you can put all that together, and you've got a house, and you've got options. You have a lot of options. And here we're having limited inventory.
Right.
Not like Arizona.
No.
Arizona has limited inventory. And the other thing I found in Arizona, everything's in an HOA. And if it's not in an HOA, they still have CC&Rs, which blows my mind. I didn't know you could have CC&Rs without an HOA. And I've been doing this for just a few years.
Yeah, just a couple.
I had no idea that you could have still rules and regulations about your community without having an HOA. So I'm looking at houses and I'm like, oh my God, I found it. I finally found it. No HOA, I want it. And then, you know, I'll call an agent or whoever I'm working with, and I'll be like, they'll be like, okay, well, let me send you the CC&Rs. I'm like, huh? What do you mean CC&R? And the restrictions.
Yeah.
They're insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is very, very different from one, you know, one state to the next. I mean, it just truly is. And, you know, California, like you said, does really have very limited inventory right now. But there are other states that have even more limited inventory.
Yeah.
Now, you're not looking in Phoenix or Chandler.
No, I've even spread it out there.
Oh, wow.
I looked in Mesa. I looked in Chandler. I looked in, where did we go the other day? Glendale.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking in places I don't even know where they are. Okay. I showed my husband last night. I said, babe, look at this beautiful house. He goes, where is it? I said, I don't know. It's in Arizona.
What do you got for us, Matt?
Aunt Lori waves hello and asks, what is a CC&R?
Oh, okay. So CC&Rs are covenants, conditions, and restrictions. Basically, they are telling you what you can and cannot do with your house. What color can you paint it? Can you put your...
What you can plant in your front yard.
Oh, yeah. Can you put your car on your front yard? Can you park an RV outside? Can you put a boat in your driveway?
What flowers you can put in, what plants you can put in, if you can have a flagpole, if you can't have a flagpole, what kind of rocks you can put in. You know, I'm saying Arizona because you don't have a lot of flowers.
Yeah.
But
even all the way down to the dogs that are allowed, you know, the different dog breeds that would be allowed.
How many dogs?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So those are CC&Rs. Those are covenants, conditions, and restrictions. And those will typically follow suit with an HOA 99.9% of the time. So if you have an HOA, you have CC&Rs. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that you do read those. There's a lot of HOA communities and developments. And, you know, quite honestly, it's nice to have CC&Rs. It's nice to have the HOA. That's why property values hold in those neighborhoods. And, you know, people aren't parking their old broken down cars on the front yard. And you do have to keep your lawn mowed or your rocks polished, I guess, is what you'd say for Arizona.
Right. I mean, you have to keep your house painted. You have to make sure your doors are good. The screens are good. They're not ripped. They're not torn. So HOAs and CC&Rs really do have value for sure. But some of them, depending on what you want to be able to do to your house,
they can be restrictive.
Yeah. Very restrictive.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I've read a lot of CC&Rs, and the ones I've read recently in Arizona, they're more restrictive than the ones I've ever read.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty good here in Valencia. I'll tell you, they're pretty tight. So
I know. And I've actually lived in an HOA here in Valencia. And I thought, okay, you know, I kind of just don't want to get into that again. But reading some of these, I'm blown away.
Blown away, huh?
Yeah. Well, so.
Our Aunt Pam is saying hi to all three of us, and Aunt Lori is saying Gilbert is the place to go.
Oh, there you go.
You know, it's funny. I just got a recommendation on Gilbert earlier today from one of the gentlemen we work with in our fulfillment site.
Well, there you go. You got to check that out.
I looked that up.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it'd be cool if you're in Arizona, is you can go and visit our processors and our underwriters and, you know.
Right.
I'm going to leave it at that. Anyway, so what you're hearing from Heidi is that she doesn't want to live in an HOA because she wants to be slumming it. I'm just kidding.
I want to paint my house purple if
right,
I want to.
Right. Little pink houses, you know.
Little pink houses, yeah.
Totally kidding. Anyway, so if you guys have more questions, we love that. Aunt Lori, thank you so much for the question. As you guys are all listening on Saturday morning from Go Country, you guys can tell that we do actually answer those questions as they come in live. So if you're not watching us on Wednesdays live at 5, you guys need to do that. That way you can ask those questions and get those answers immediately. How do you do that? Well, go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. Click on that little notification button so that you know when we do go live. If you guys prefer Facebook, awesome. Go ahead and just follow the page, and that will let you know when we are live as well. And if you guys are gamers and gamer boys, I know the majority of you are millennials and younger, but you need to buy houses too. So if you like your Twitch platform, feel free to watch us on Twitch.
And gamer girls.
There's a lot of gamer girls. There are. Yep. There are, definitely. And I've got a really, really cute young gamer boy that I could definitely maybe introduce you
to. There you go. We'll play matchmaker at the same time.
Exactly.
Gamer, matchmaker, mortgage consultant. I mean, you name it. We're in for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
so how was your week?
My week was good. It was my birthday week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I really wasn't expecting anything because we had just gotten off of vacation and, you know, we were super busy. And, you know, I mean, it was just, I bought a boat. So I figured, you know, I already gave myself my gift. I really honestly was not expecting anything. I mean, with coronavirus, you know, everybody's lost a lot of things like graduations and birthdays and important ones, right? I'm just getting older. Every year, I'm not looking forward to the birthday because I've got nothing left to look forward to. I've turned 18. I've turned 21. I've gotten married. I've done all of the big steps in life that at this point I'm just getting another year older. So, you know, I really wasn't looking forward to anything, and it was actually awesome. I walked into the office and Matt and Manny and Manny's girlfriend, Maddie, they all came in the night before and decorated. So I had balloons and streamers when I came through the door. And then I got showered with gifts all day long. They just kept coming. You got me some edible arrangements, which was awesome. The kids loved it, dug in before I could. I got some flowers from Carrie, which was, you know, super cool. I got home. There were flowers from my dad. And I just kind of figured Matt actually ordered some lunch, and we had some margaritas here at the office while we worked. And, you know, I just really wasn't expecting any of that, and I was really blown away. So then I went home, and I kept drinking. I mean, it was my birthday.
Right.
And I woke up Saturday morning not feeling so good. So, you know, I was trying to recover, and I kind of figured, all right, well, cool. It's Saturday. Birthday's over, and, you know, I'm going to just kind of chill all day and do nothing and maybe nurse that hangover a little bit.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I had people walking through my door, and, you know, my mom showed up, and my sister showed up, and her kids showed up, and next thing I knew, it was all family, and we probably broke the 10 people rule a little bit. I think we maybe we're at 14, maybe we're maybe but it's four all family. Over. But it was 100% all family, yeah. and it was really, really nice. I mean, again, nothing that I expected, nothing that I anticipated. I really didn't care. I was super happy with everything I'd gotten the day before. So I was feeling really, really loved this year. Very
That's awesome.
Loved. Yes.
Good.
Yes. And then I got, how about that super awesome video that I got?
Oh my God. So amazing.
Yeah. So, right? Yeah. So the gentleman that actually did our Mortgage Mom radio jingle, sang me a birthday song and texted it to me. And it was just phenomenal. It was so sweet. It was so nice. And, you know, so no, I was very blessed this year. I'm very happy. Put me in the right mood. I feel like 2020 can end, 2021 can start. Yes. And and I'm just going to keep going on that same high.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big shout out to Drew Young, because that was such a sweet video. He's a great guy and really works hard for that. So
it was
awesome.
No, it was amazing. And, you know, Carrie, who works for us, is, you know, they're we're going to call them married. They're basically married.
Right.
You know, so it was just so sweet and it was great. So anyway, that was my catching up with Mom.
That was good.
Yeah.
So Aunt Pam says slumming it is the way. just going back to a few minutes, and then also said she's watching on Twitch right now too. So thank you for being our probably one Twitch viewer.
She is. Thank you so much.
Like, great job, Aunt Pam.
That's right. I say it every single week. My entire family always watches us live, doing this live, and so we've now got our one view on Twitch.
Hey, it's got to start somewhere, huh?
It does. It does. All right. So everybody listening, you guys are like, okay, we're tired of hearing your stories. We are Mortgage Mom Radio. I know you guys enjoy it when we talk about mortgage, and we're gonna get there. I swear, it's coming. But remember, if you guys want to watch us live, you want to ask those questions, we'd love for you to do that. Do it live with us Wednesdays, live at 5. Really easy to remember. You guys can follow us on Twitch, YouTube, or Facebook. Wherever you want to watch us, you can find us. Everything is always Mortgage Mom Radio. If you guys want to find our website, it's mortgagemomradio.com. You guys want the phone app, all you got to do is text the word MOM to 36260. That will send you the link to save to your home screen, and you'll have our phone app. Anything that you guys can do from the website, you can do from the phone app, including applying for your loan, watching YouTube videos, calculators, you name it. If you can do it on the website, you can do it there through that phone app. But you got to text the word MOM to 36260. If you are a phony like me, and that is P-H-O-N-I-E, not P-H-O-N-Y, but if you are a phony like me and you do not want to open that computer, just get the app. It really is cool. But anything that you guys, any questions that you have, you can email us from the website or the phone app. You can call us from either. You can pretty much request a pre-qualification. You guys can request a rate quote. You can do anything that you want from mortgagemomradio.com or from the phone app. So anything at all that you guys need, please reach out. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. And with that, I actually want to say that I once again today got another person on the phone that talked to me and said, I just can't believe I'm talking to you. I really didn't think that was going to happen. And that is why you make an appointment and you get on my calendar. A lot of times if you call, we can get you in same day. You know, so if you call in the morning, there's usually an afternoon appointment that we can still get you on the books and you can still talk to me. If not, it's right the next day. If I am really that behind, which happens, I mean, like I went on vacation and I was behind, obviously. But if I'm really that behind, then we've got Carrie, we've got Cindy, we've got Larry, then we can get you set up with a loan officer that can definitely help you same day. So I do want to make sure that everybody out there listening knows, if you want me, just say, no, I'll wait for. And if you don't want to wait for me, which is totally okay, just say, no, I really don't want to wait. Could you get me somebody now? And, you know, Matt is going to reach out to everybody and see who is available and get you transferred over. So you guys can get the information that you need when you need it. And that's really, really simple. So just call us. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So let's get to mortgage and real estate and all that.
That's a good idea.
Fun stuff. So do you have anything? Because we always start this way. You know, what's come up this week that you've encountered that you feel is important for people to understand, to know, to hear?
So I want to talk about our initial disclosure process.
Okay. I like that.
So
because it is very important, actually.
It's really important. We haven't really talked about it.
We've never talked about it. In the 4 years I've done this show, I've never talked about disclosures.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked about closing costs and, right? But never this initial...
The initial disclosure process.
Yeah.
So I just... It's coming up a lot, and it's kind of... It's confusing for a lot of clients, and it kind
of because we're asking for documents to sign, and then all of a sudden they're getting an email.
And sometimes that email doesn't have all the stuff that they've agreed to after we've gone back and forth. And so back when we had the market crash in, 08, 09, whenever, it kind of became that problem.
Right.
When the government stepped in, CFPB came in. They made a decision that all initial disclosures had to be sent out to the clients within 72 hours of that application going live. An application goes live once we put in
an address, basically.
An address. Yeah. There's, four factors, but it's basically the second we put in your application, we get you going, which really is your address. Documents have to go out in 72 hours.
Yeah. And it's a lot of things. But, I mean, somebody goes to my website and they apply for a loan and I import their information and they've got what they think their property value is, their home address, their social security number, and their birth date. We're determining that you have now applied for a loan. So from the time that I look at it, I have 72 hours to get you documents. And many times we can't get our numbers straight within 72 hours.
Right. Because in 72 hours, you may have given us that information. We've go ahead and import it into our mortgage system. And now we've asked you for some documents. We've asked you for income documents, asset documents, maybe a couple other things for you to sign. And now we're talking about what rate you want. Do you want cash out? Do you not want cash out? What the difference is between the cash out, no cash out? What are your taxes? What's your insurance?
Do
you want the impounds? Do you not?
Yeah.
Well, at that point, 72 hours, it comes and goes very quick. And it's 72 hours, not business hours. So you do it on a Friday, Monday, docs are out.
Right. Okay? Before we can even get anything back from you over the weekend and relook at it.
Before anything's happened. So those disclosures are going to automatically generate and be sent out to you via email from your email address that you have put in the system. So that's one thing that's very important. We have to have an email address for each person on the application.
Each borrower.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, doesn't matter. Each borrower needs their own unique email address.
Right. Hubbly has to have his own and Bubbly's got to have her own.
Right.
Right?
See, everyone has to have their own.
Yeah.
So those disclosures will go out. They may not be accurate because we haven't had all the conversations that need to be had. We haven't done all your income. We haven't got everything back. So long, short, those documents have to be signed, accurate or inaccurate. Those are basically saying, yes, I want to proceed with the application process.
Correct. They're not locking you into a single thing. Those documents are for you to see that we didn't spell your name wrong, your social security number wasn't turned around backwards, the loan amount is where you want it to be. It's for you to give us feedback on, this looks great, but I don't want impounds, or I do want impounds, or why are you showing my HOA there? I don't want my HOA in my payment, which, by the way, your HOA is not in your payment. We get that question a lot, so we'll kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's for you to look at it and come back to us and say, I really want this, or I really want that, or, hey, remember, I didn't want 30 years. I want 26. Right. And that happens a lot, right? So it's something, though, that you are giving us your intent to proceed. Yes, I applied for the loan. Yes, I want to move forward, but these are the changes that I want to make. The nice thing is that every single time we make a change of any kind at all, you get a new disclosure. So when we change it from 30 years to 26, when we fix your loan balance because you don't want to bring cash in, or maybe we change your loan balance because you do want to bring in cash and you don't want to finance your closing costs, whatever that change might be, every single time you will get a new redisclosure. But that original package that goes out that's 85 pages long, you're only going to do that once, because those are a lot of the government disclosures that have to go out. Yes, I'm intending to proceed. You're signing your IRS 4506T so we can order transcripts. You're signing your borrower's authorization so that we can get your employment verification. There's a lot of things in there that are just initial package disclosures that you need to get through and sign them.
Right. And no matter what, that has to be signed. We can't change them. We can't correct them. We cannot reissue them with any changes. Also, there is also a time frame on signing those electronically. Nobody wants to wet sign 85 pages with multiple signatures on certain pages. So those also expire in 72 hours. So when you get that link, it's 72 hours. The government wants to know we did our job and that you've received it. You have 72 hours to view it, sign it. It comes back to us. Again, everything can be changed, amended, corrected, and then you're going to get the correction sent out to you. Nothing is really official until you sign with your notary. So I just think that's so important because we have a lot of people saying, well, when we first talked, we were doing a cash out. So that's what came to us. Then we decided we actually wanted a rate and term, and then we were changing our rate to X. On here, it's showing Y. That's fine, but you still have to sign those, and we can't change them. And just because you got the amended document doesn't mean the initials don't have to be signed.
Right.
So we've never really talked about it, and more in this ever-changing rate environment and ever-changing ups and downs that were going on right now, everything is very busy. Everyone's seeing ads and articles and everything back and forth. So there's a lot of conversation before a loan is getting locked in. People are nervous to sign anything. So I just want to be clear. When you sign those initial pages, you are not locking yourself in to anything. You are just saying, yes, I intend to move forward.
Yes, I applied with you.
I applied with you. I want to move forward with the process. However, you still have the right to make your changes, your amendments to the loan.
Right. Absolutely. And I'm just so happy that you brought that up because obviously, honestly, it's not anything that we've actually talked about before, especially not on air. And, you know, it is important and it is coming up quite a bit right now. You know, for example, the interest rate that you get if you don't pull out cash is significantly better than the interest rate is if you do pull out cash. And, you know, the points can be different and everything about it could be different. So you may be changing your mind what kind of loan program that you want. Maybe you don't want that cash anymore because you want those better terms. And it is really important to understand that you're not locked into anything, but we have to, by law, get those disclosures out to you. So go ahead and sign them and make sure that you're keeping open communication with us and we're making those changes. Now, one thing that's really important in those disclosures that I do get a lot as well is that people get those and they panic because they'll say, I told you I don't want impounds and you're showing my taxes and my insurance and my HOA and I pay those separate. When we're doing the loan disclosures and the loan application, we have to still qualify you with your property taxes, your insurance, and your HOA. So the application itself is still going to show you what your total nut on that house is. And that's the best way to put it. It costs you that regardless, whether you pay it monthly or you pay it twice a year with property taxes, that is still what your total monthly is if we break it down over 12 months. We have to break it down that way for you so that the underwriter can underwrite your loan properly. So we are showing you what your total expense is on your house, no matter what. And then we can take you to the fee section that will show you that we're not collecting money from you to set up those escrows or those impound account. And that is what's going to tell you whether or not you are or are not going to be impounded. Your loan estimate also tells you what is included in the total in the payment to the bank and what is your total payment. And it does break that down as well. It can get a little bit confusing when you read it. So it's something that we're happy to show you. But don't panic if you see those on the actual closing, you know, on the disclosures. We have to have them there.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Are you a veteran and you don't own a home yet? Well, what are you waiting for? You can get into a house with zero down payment. The VA is very lenient when it comes to your credit, and there's a very good chance that you could get into a home right now. Well, what do? You give me a call. Call mom at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. You will get your appointment to talk with me one-on-one right over the phone. Let's see if we can't get you and your family into a home this year.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone. phone and call mom.
Any mortgage who's licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926, also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Law Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
She's a mortgage mom.
Yeah, I will say, if because that question, like Debbie said, comes up all the time. If you are concerned that someone is showing that you are impounding your taxes insurance, both or one or the other, because you've chosen to do taxes but not insurance, the best place to look is on your loan estimate or closing disclosure, depending on where you're at in the loan process. Mm-hmm. And it will show you your breakdown of your principal and interest. It'll show you your taxes. It'll show you your insurance. It'll show you your HOA. To the right of those numbers, it will say escrow, and it will tell you yes or no. If it says yes, then you are being an impound account, which is an escrow account. If it says no, then they are not counting that to be impounded. It is very clear in that section. It's probably the easiest way to read it is on your loan estimate if you're in the beginning process, or your closing disclosure if you're towards the end of the process. It makes it very cut and dry, yes or no, where it says impounds.
Yep, absolutely. And I do want to talk about impounds because I think that, you know, now that we're kind of on this subject, that's another thing that we don't talk about a lot. So I do want to talk about that. I think it's important. Mm-hmm. I want everybody out there listening to know you guys are more than welcome to put your questions into the feed. We'd love for you to do that and start asking those questions of us. Go ahead and, you know, you guys can call us. It's 844-935-3634. Get on my calendar, talk to me about it. Happy to do that with you. Watch us live at 5 right on YouTube or Facebook or Twitch. So just make sure that you guys subscribe to our channel and click that notification bell so that you can actually watch us live on Wednesdays and ask those questions to us. Or follow us on Facebook.
Yep.
Or I don't even know what it's called on Twitch. Do you know, Matt?
Nope.
But on Matt or on Twitch, you can be one of our followers. So, but that is the best way to watch us live if you want to ask those questions. And if not, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar. You can ask those questions of me or Heidi anytime that you want. So just give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. So let's talk about impounds.
Just real quick, Erica says hi.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much. One more family member down. Love it. Thank you so much.
I feel like I have no family.
Right? Well, mine's a lot more loyal than yours. I'm just saying.
I know.
You little slummer.
Arizona, here I come.
Yeah, that's right. Just kidding. All right. So impounds. Impounds are you know, something that a lot of people believe that they either have to have it or they don't want it. Or look it. Impounds or escrows, it's the exact same thing. What is it? It is your property taxes broken down monthly. It is your homeowner's insurance broken down monthly. So you can either include in your mortgage payment your taxes and your insurance, just your taxes, no insurance, just your insurance, no taxes, or none at all. You can literally decide what you want, as long as you've got at least 10% equity in your loan. So you, if you're buying a home and you're purchasing, you need to have at least 10% down to decide to not have those items impounded or escrowed. And it's both words go back and forth and they mean the same thing. You, as long as you have 10% equity in your home, if you're doing a refinance, you can decide whether you want those impounds for taxes or insurance, both one or the other. Impounds are, people ask me all the time, well, should I impound? And it really is very personal. That is not one that I can actually give you the answer to. Number one, if you are a salaried borrower and you make the exact same money every single time you get paid, 12 years or 12 months a year, and you're buying a home, you are probably budgeting to your income for the total dollar amount. So coming up with a tax bill every 6 months that can be a couple thousand, $3,000, $5,000, or $6,000, depending on what you're buying, but coming up with a chunk of money every 6 months is something that can get overwhelming and it can be very difficult. Some people are fantastic with their money.
Yes.
And they want to save the money themselves, get it, and put it to the side and pay the bill when it's due. And they put it in a, I mean, we've literally had clients that have multiple bank accounts and one is, you know,
taxes,
one is insurance, one is Christmas funds, one is birthday funds, one is for their dog grooming.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we've really, like, there are people that are really, really good about that. Mm-hmm. And then there are other people that just aren't. And they budget to what they make and they spend what they make. And if that is you, you should truly include your taxes and your insurance in your monthly payment. We don't ever want to see you get into a pickle because you didn't save and you couldn't afford to make that property tax bill. Trust me, they can take your property if you do not pay your property taxes. If you don't pay your insurance and your home burns down, you've got nothing and a big giant loan that you still owe. So it is really, really important to keep those things intact. Now, if you are a commissioned borrower, and your income sways, and maybe you get bonuses, and your bonuses are a couple times a year. So you've got salary, 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 and a big bonus. Salary, 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 and a big bonus. Or commissions work the same way. You may feel more comfortable to make your principal and interest payment, and then knowing that you get your bonuses is how you are going to pay your property taxes. That's okay too. But again, you got to be really good about budgeting for it, because if you are a commission salesperson, you're going to have ups and downs. And the same thing with bonuses. You're going to have ups and downs. So when you get that bonus, you need to make sure that you are putting the money to the side so that when that tax bill is due, you know you've got enough in case the month that you thought the bonus was coming, it doesn't really come. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like the escrow. I think that the majority of people out there feel better and feel more confident with it. One of the things that I'm not crazy about with the impound or the escrow account is when we're doing a refinance and having to collect a ton of money up front to get that escrow account established and having to wait for the refund from the lender that we're paying off. That can get a little bit hard for people because we're adding, depending on their loan, like let's say that their house is worth, you know, $650,000. Their property taxes are probably, depending on when they bought it and the price that they bought it for, but they're probably somewhere around $4,500 every 6 months.
Right.
Right. So if we're having, if let's say that we close your loan in July, because that would be the month that we're coming up to and people are applying right now for loans that are going to close next month. Mm-hmm. So let's say that we're closing in July. You are not going to make a payment until September. And then you're going to make September and October. And come November, there's a bill due. So we're only going to be able to collect 2 months from you, but there's a 6 month bill that is due. So we need to get enough to cover the 6 months. And then we need to have at least 2 months of padding or reserves is what they call it for that impound account. And the tax assessor likes to reassess us once a year, right?
Yes.
So we need to have that 2 months. So in total, we need to have eight. You can make two mortgage payments, which means we need to collect 6 months. I've got to take $4,500 up front for that borrower that I was just talking about, right? And $4,500 up front can really increase your loan amount if you don't want to bring $4,500 in. And let's talk about how you're not going to get $4,500 back from your current loan once we pay them off. You've got an escrow account. Your property taxes are not changing. You've been paying into it. So in your mind, you're thinking, well, it should be an even swap. But it's not. We're going to pay them off in July. And you're not going to, a lot of times, make a payment in July, depending.
Right.
Right? So that's July that's been missed. August you're skipping that's been missed. Mm-hmm. And September where you're going to make a first payment. So what you've got in your escrow account right now is already going to be a minimum of 2 months short.
Yes.
So we've got to collect more than what you're going to get in refund. And so a lot of times people get frustrated with that. And one of the ways to avoid that, obviously, is don't impound. And then you need to make, but you need to be prepared to make that payment every 6 months. So you've got to kind of decide what works best for you. Now, you can always increase the loan amount so it's not coming out of pocket. Mm-hmm. Wait for the refund to come from paying off your current loan. Take the money that you get in the mail and apply it as an extra payment towards the new mortgage so that you bring that balance down right away rather than having it sit there and accrue interest on that new higher balance.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So it's really a personal thing. And again, as long as you've got at least 10% equity in your property, you can choose whether you want to be impounded or not. But be prepared to understand that, number one, property taxes, homeowners insurance, flood insurance, and prepaid interest is not a closing cost. It is on your closing estimate, but it is a recurring cost. It is part of homeownership. Whether you refinance with us or you keep your existing loan, your property taxes continue, your homeowner's insurance continues, your flood insurance, if you have it, continues, and your prepaid interest, the interest that you're paying to your bank, continues. So those are things that people don't really account for, and they get that loan estimate and they panic because they think, oh my gosh, my closing costs are $9,000 or they're $10,000. When really $5,000 or $6,000 of that is the recurring cost of homeownership.
Right, right. So I think something you brought up was important
okay.
that we talked about.
All right.
So you mentioned flood insurance.
Yes.
So I kind of want to tag on to that. Insurance that is optional, okay, which flood insurance can be optional.
It can be if you're not in a flood zone.
Right. You can be in an area that has a high possibility or probability of flooding without being in a flood zone.
Right.
Okay. So you may get flood insurance, but it's optional. It's not required by your lender to be...
To hold it. No different than earthquake insurance. It's your choice right. to
you,
have earthquake
You choose insurance. To have it because you're just in a high probability area, mm-hmm. but you're not actually technically in a flood zone. So if you have that and you are required to have impounds, okay, so you have less than 10% equity, then you are not going to have to impound that flood insurance. Mm-hmm. But if you're in a flood zone, then you have to impound that flood insurance with your other hazard insurance and your taxes.
Well, I actually learned that new this week. And we say all of the time, I mean, we pretend like we know everything. and really, at the end of the day, we right. really do know a lot. We've been doing this a long time. We really try hard to understand the ins and outs of everything. Mm-hmm. Even as guidelines have been changing rapidly, we've been trying to truly stay on top of what are those guideline changes, making sure that we really do know what we're doing.
Yep.
But one thing that I just haven't run into is I haven't had a client, which obviously it's been many, many years, that didn't choose to do impounds and had to have flood insurance. And so this was actually the first time I learned it this week. I've got a client in a flood zone that does not impound and did not want to impound the flood insurance, but she has to. And I literally had to stop. I mean, obviously 4 years it's been at least that I've had a client that needed to have flood insurance that didn't already just impound naturally because they like to have the taxes and insurance all in their payment. So it's just kind of a fluke and it's not something that you're looking for. So I had to actually go digging because I was like, I don't think she needs to impound this. And I was even fighting with my closers. No, you're wrong. Why would she have to impound flood insurance if she doesn't have to impound homeowner's insurance? I mean, you can't have a mortgage without homeowner's insurance. We're not going to let you do that. And if the house burns down, you need to have it. But, you know, we're telling people if they've got equity, they can pay it on their own. So why do we have to have flood insurance impounded? This is silly. And I mean, I fought. I mean, I was kicking and screaming. And I finally found the actual rule change. So as of June, It was either January or June 1st of 2016. I don't remember which one, but it was 2016. And that's what I'm saying. It's been that long.
Yeah.
That they actually came out and they said, if the property is in a flood zone, the flood insurance is a requirement. Right. So they must have had a lot of problems. If you go back to 16 with some of maybe down south and some of the really bad hurricanes, yes, and people didn't have it. And maybe it was one of those things that they said, this is something that we, yeah, cannot allow anybody to make the decision to carry it, not carry it, pay it or not pay it. If you, yep, need, if you are in a flood zone, FEMA, mm-hmm, lined out flood zone, it has to be impounded. And I had to actually find that rule.
It gets very expensive. It's a lot like the example I gave you in Hawaii. If you're in a lava zone, mm-hmm, it has to be impounded.
Right.
Because it's extremely expensive and people will drop it because of the cost.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Are you a veteran and you don't own a home yet? Well, what are you waiting for? You can get into a house with zero down payment. The VA is very lenient when it comes to your credit, and there's a very good chance that you could get into a home right now. Well, what do? You give me a call. Call mom at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND. For you. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. You will get your appointment to talk with me one-on-one right over the phone. Let's see if we can't get you and your family into a home this year.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Law Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.
She's the mortgage mom.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you told me it had to be impounded, and I still didn't even believe you. Yeah. I mean, it was just one of those things that, again, I
right,
mean,
it just seems very, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I mean, again, you know, if we're not running into it, you know, I'm right, not, I'm not constantly updating my guidelines in my brain about flood insurance. Number no, one, we're in California. There's not a ton of properties that have, mm-mm, flood insurance. I mean, you've really got to be on the water somewhere to be truly in a flood zone. I mean, it's right, it's just not something that's super, no, big here.
It's not
right,
common here.
It's not
we
common.
Don't run
exactly
into it a lot.
Right. So. And we're doing a lot of loans in other, mm-hmm, states, but again, most of those states, if they're in a flood zone, they're right on the water, right?
Right.
So I just haven't run into it. And I, you know, why I haven't, I don't know. But, you know, I'm the first one to say, hey, I was wrong. And I had to inform the client and she wasn't extremely happy about it. And, you know, we do make mistakes and we try our very, yeah, best not to, and we try to make sure that we're covering all. But you know, the flood insurance is really good. I didn't even know that there was a thing called lava insurance, so I'm gonna trust you this time. That's amazing.
I used to do a lot of loans in Hawaii, so the first time I heard it, I was like, I have to tell them to get what?
Lava insurance. Huh? Well, you know, I'm actually really shocked, yeah, that Southern California is not a requirement for the earthquake insurance, to be honest,
right,
with you, and it's not. And you know, I have it. And a lot of people tell me you shouldn't have it. It's stupid. You're throwing your money away. And other people tell you, no, you really do need to have it. And,
right,
you know,
I'm, we've had this conversation a million times. I've never had it. And, right, I've always gone back and forth and, yep, you know,
and I'm just kind of a sissy and I'm like, nope. I'm
right.
You
had it.
It.
Yeah. And I just figure, you know, if it happens and my house ever fall apart, I just move into your house, be like, you were smarter than me. Sorry.
It so, happens. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, and to the point with the flood though, is just like we get reassessed, they redraw the flood lines.
They do all the time.
So sometimes when you think you didn't have it before, the next year you all of a sudden could be in that zone.
Yeah. And remember that that changed in 2016. So if the last mortgage that you did was 2015 and you know you're in a flood zone and you're going to call your lender to start a refinance for a better interest rate, drop your monthly payment, be prepared to know that that flood insurance is now going to be included in your monthly payment if you're not one that likes to do your impounds or your escrows.
Right.
It is a requirement. So I'm actually happy that you brought that up because it was something that just happened to me this week.
Right. Well, I just figure since we're talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm big enough to...
Oh my gosh, we haven't had to deal with this in years. And the only reason I knew it is it happened to me.
Yeah.
Where I was like, huh? Okay, yeah. Let me, you know, I don't know why.
Right, right. So. You just don't encounter it very often. Yeah. So, you know, again, I'm big enough to say, hey, I was wrong.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yep.
It happens all the time.
We run into it, so.
Absolutely. So if you guys have any questions, please don't forget. You guys can watch us live. Put your questions into the feed. We'd love to hear from you. We would love to answer those questions for you. You guys can watch us live on YouTube Wednesdays at 5. That is when we record this show, and we get it out to you on Go Country Saturday mornings at 7. So check us out. Subscribe to our YouTube. Turn on your notifications. Go ahead and click that bell. If you like Facebook instead, make sure you follow our page. And if you want to watch us just like my Aunt Pam does on Twitch, and you're a gamer and you love Twitch better than Facebook and YouTube, please feel free to watch us there as well. Everywhere you look, it's Mortgage Mom Radio. You guys have a question for us and you didn't get to watch us live, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Matt is answering the phones. The call center is there for his backflow when he can't quite get to every call. And you can schedule an appointment with me. Please understand, if you guys leave a message with your name and number and please call me back and I have questions about a refinance, I am not going to call you back. And I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I'm not. Please, please, please just schedule an appointment. Even if it's just a question that you have, just schedule the appointment. I'm going to schedule it out for an hour, but if it takes us 3 minutes, fantastic. I have an extra 57 minutes to work on another loan before my next phone call. But it just really, if I don't keep myself scheduled that way, there is absolutely no way that I can help every single person that is reaching out, that is asking questions. So please, if you want to call, you want to talk with me, please schedule an appointment. I really, really appreciate that because it helps me to get back to more people. If you're not a call guy, totally great. Not a big deal. Email me. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. Click on the contact us. Send me a message. You guys like to use the phone app. You'd rather use your phone. You don't want to fire up the good old computer just to send me a message. No big deal. Text the word mom to 36260. That's mom. So you're going to put 36260 is your number and mom is going to be in your subject line. You will get a link to my phone app, download it, save it. And right from there, you can send me an email. You guys can call me, whatever you need from the phone app as well. But if you are not a call person, that is okay. I love emails. It's fine. And truly, it's really easy to multitask while I'm on the phone and answer emails at the same time. So if you want an almost immediate answer, send me an email. That is truly the best way. But if you guys get me a question, I am going to answer. So just please, you know, schedule those appointments. But I want to talk to you. I want to help you. And I want to make sure that we're getting you the information that you need. If anything that we have said today sparks a question that you wish you could ask us right now, live while you're thinking about it, watch us Wednesdays live at 5. It's the best way to do it. It's the easiest way to get those questions to us. More than happy to answer them. Seriously, it is all live. If you go back and you look at our YouTubes from our past weeks, you're going to see that I'm in my jeans, my flip-flops, I have my hair in a ponytail, and I have no makeup on. You guys truly get to see the full mom effect going on. But you're seeing us, you know, recording the show. There's literally nothing in front of us. We've got, other than a bunch of pink Post-it notes to remind me to push the button on the recorder this week. So I didn't forget it.
And she did. She did it early.
I did it early. I got it done. But there, you know, we have no script. We're literally just talking about things that happen throughout the week, things that are new, things that are coming up. We want to keep you informed. We want to keep you educated. And it's just really, really important. So if you guys want to watch us, it's live at 5 on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch. Give us a call if you didn't watch us live and you got a question right now. Get on my calendar. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. Or send me an email. I love it. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, And a lot of people spell Debbie different. So
yes,
there's D-E-B-Y, there's D-E-B-I. Okay, I'm D.
Or if you send a treat, they right. spell it wrong.
Right. Oh, yeah, just like you did, yeah.
Keep uh-huh. it mm-hmm.
yep.
Keep yep. it as a secret.
Right, exactly. So it's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at mortgagemomradio.com. So it's really simple to send me an email, even if you don't want to go to the website and you don't want to download the phone app. That's okay. Matt, you were looking at us like maybe you had something to say, but I wasn't being quiet for you.
Oh, no. Just the comment section of our YouTube channel kind of got off the rails. So.
Oh, no. Anything good?
Just some stuff about Jeffrey Epstein and Carol Baskin.
So. Oh, no. Oh, I no. love that. Well, see, anybody that was out there, if you guys are listening on Saturday and not watching on Wednesday, if you were watching us on YouTube, you could see all of that. I'm going to guess Epstein was dad.
No, it was actually Erica. That's why she was late.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And well, everybody, if one thing has come from 2020, so we all know that Carol Baskin killed her husband.
I only got through two episodes of that. I just couldn't do it.
Oh,
you are missing out.
I keep hearing about it. I watched two episodes.
The latest that we saw was that if you send something to Joe Exotic in jail and you send him a return postage, he will literally sign it and send it back. So my sister wants to send a pair of her husband's underwear just because she thought it'd be so funny.
Okay. All right.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Oh, I think it'd be absolutely hilarious.
I think that would be probably the very best birthday gift you could ever give anybody.
I have so many ideas running through right? my head right now. So.
Exactly. So we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, but if you guys have not been watching us, please do that. Watch us live. Live at 5 on Wednesdays. You guys can get in on all of the chatter. Matt, do not hold back those comments. That is what makes this show exciting.
Right?
We need to know that people got good stuff going on in there. That is great. I love it. I was going to totally blame dad for Epstein. So anyway, we hope that you guys all have a fantastic weekend. If you have questions, get on my calendar. Please give us a call. We want to talk to you. We would love for you guys to watch us live at 5 on Wednesdays. We want you to be part of the conversation. We want Matt to be interjecting on us, stopping us, giving us a question. The more questions that we get from you, the more that we can answer, the more that we can educate, and more that we can make sure that you guys are.
Plus, I want to see someone stump you.
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
Not me, but I want to see someone stump you.
New social media challenge.
Right. Who can stump the mortgage mom?
Who can stump the mortgage mom?
I love it. Well, hey, guys, get on top of it. Let's do it. I want you guys all watching and putting in any question you can possibly think of.
I'm going to Google some.
There you go. And then you're going to have like Jeremy start throwing them in there.
Right.
I love it. Well, we hope that you guys all have a fantastic weekend. We're going to cut the show just a little bit short today. And if you guys have questions, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. One last thing I do want to say that we haven't talked about this entire show, or even maybe in a couple of the previous shows. We've got a podcast. Everything that you guys hear on radio, if you like listening to us when you're driving into work or whatever's going on in the car, and you want to be able to listen to previous shows, you missed one or you couldn't listen to the whole thing, you had to get out of the car and go in, you know, somewhere, grocery store, whatever, please feel free to go to the podcast. Anywhere that you like to watch the podcast, you know, you guys can find us, whether it's what are podcasts? Where are they going to podcasts? You do it.
Yeah, iTunes mainly, but I mean every
Google Play, yeah. TuneIn, Stitcher. We're pretty much anywhere that there is a podcast. So if you guys like to listen to them, literally just download them and go. I love that you just gave us a note. That's very important.
We have no show next week.
We don't. So we don't go on when it is an actual holiday. So with their next weekend being the 4th of July.
Already?
Thank goodness for you, Matthew, to let us know that. So
I know it's 4th of July coming up.
Right,
now.
Right. So good we want to know. Right. It's very good to know. We want to wish everybody a very, very happy and safe and healthy 4th of July. Yes. I get it. I'm not even going to go into all of the virus stuff, but stay healthy, enjoy yourself, maybe stay a little bit distanced.
Stay healthy, stay cool, have some fun, but be smart.
Yes. We won't be here next week, but we'll be here the week after. We hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll Talk to y'all then.
Yes, enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Hey, did you refinance maybe 6 months ago, eight, a year? And we all thought interest rates were so great. They were lower than they had been in quite some time. Well, guess what? They're even lower today. Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Let's talk one-on-one and let's see if a new refinance is something that you should consider. Maybe it's not. I'm a straight shooter and I'm going to let you know. It's 844-935-3634. Give me a call and let's see what we can do.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.